Hello, good morning. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 83. Psalm 83, a psalm of Asaph. O God, do not remain quiet. Do not be silent, O God, do not be still. For behold, thine enemies make an uproar, and those who hate thee have exalted themselves. They make shrewd plans against thy people and conspire together against thy treasured ones. They have said, come and let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one mind. Against thee do they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia and the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined them. They have become a help to the children of Lot. Deal with them as with Midian, as with Sisera and Jabin, the torn of Kishon, who were destroyed at Endor, who became as dung for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, and all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, and who said, let us possess for ourselves the pastures of God. O my God, make them like the roaring dust, like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountains on fire. So pursue them with thy tempest, and terrify them with thy storm. Fill their faces with dishonor, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever, and let them be humiliated and perish, that they may know that thou alone, whose name is the Lord, art the Most High over all the earth. Amen. So Psalm 83 was written in a very, very desperate season, a desperate time for the Israelites. And we can't help but notice some parallels, not only from, you know, something that happened thousands of years ago, but actually, even today, as nations have conspired against the land of Israel, or the nation of Israel. And so what Asaph is talking about is talking about a time where these nations have gathered together for the destruction of Israel. And he names out who these nations are. They are the Edomites, the Ishmaelites, the Moabites, the Hagarites, those of Gebel. This is considered one of the cities or particularly connected with Babylon. And so, and then the Ammonites, the Amalekites, the Philistines, of course, the inhabitants of Tyre, the Assyrians, and have joined together to become the help of the children of Lot. If you know the family history, Lot had daughters, and one of them gave birth to Ammon, and the other daughter gave birth to Moab. And that's where we have the Ammonites and the Moabites. And these would be chief adversaries of the nation of Israel. And so they're all kind of being laid out here. If we were to take these nations and track their lineage and so on and so forth, you would basically have the Palestinians, you know, you'd have the Egyptians. I mean, you basically name out, you know, those in the Transjordan area. And you'd basically have the people that are surrounding modern Israel today. And so this is kind of a sad reality that history is continually repeating itself in this way. And so Asaph, he asks the Lord, he says, Lord, don't remain quiet. This is what seems like God is doing when it seems like God is not acting. We know the bigness of God. We know that God is watching. I mean, the Israelites knew that nothing happens outside of his gaze. They understood this. And so their question is, Lord, why are you silent? In other words, why are you not acting? You know, why you're just observing this thing that's happening? How come you're not doing anything about it? Not realizing that many of us have taken EG, right? God is always at work around us. Even Jesus says, my Father is working even now. And he never stops working. He never stops acting. He never stops doing. It only may seem to us, because we don't understand the timing of God, it may only seem to us that he's remaining quiet. But let's think about it, and let's ponder that for a moment here, okay? So you have these nations that have surrounded the Israelites. In fact, he's telling them they have conspired together. They are strategizing for the demise of Israel. And yet, even to this day, Israel is flourishing. There was a census taken, I think, 18-something, and there were basically about 3 million Jews on the planet, scattered all over the earth. Remember, they didn't have a nation. So about 3 million Jews scattered together. 100 years later happens, and now there are 16 million Jews around the earth. Obviously, the Nazis murdered 6 million of them. But yet now, since 1948, they've had their own nation and their own country. And now the Jewish people are flourishing throughout the earth. So we ask the question, has God remained silent? Of course not. Of course not. It brings to mind Christianity in very same way that people and want to blot out Christianity. And yet here we are still standing to this day. When I was reading this commentary, Diocletian, one of the emperors of Rome, he thought he had wiped Christianity out. In fact, he pretty much laid out monuments across the empire that basically said, you know, Diocletian, you know, his full name, you know, I have wiped out Christianity from the face of the earth. No, you didn't. You know what I mean? It's flourishing. The gospel is flourishing around this earth. And so, is God remaining silent? Of course not. It may only seem so because we don't understand the big picture and the greatness of God and his timing in this way. And so, and in some ways, you can say that this song was successful in a certain way because God moved. He says, do not be silent, O God, and do not be still, Lord. Do something. And God did more than something, as evidence will point out, not only for the Jewish people, you know, but also for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, they make shrewd plans against the people. They conspire together against the treasured ones. They have said, come, let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. Brothers and sisters, this is basically the political statement of Hamas. You know, they basically, we need to wipe out Israel, you know, out of the face of this earth. It's crazy how we look at something, you know, that was written thousands of years ago that could actually be in today's newspaper, really. And it's exactly what's happening. And they have conspired. Nations have conspired together. You know, they have, you know, come together and in multiple attacks as well, you know, over the nation of Israel. And they, against thee, do they make a covenant? Notice Asaph's response is, Lord, they're not against Israel. Lord, they're against you. It's you who has made this covenant, right? That they're against you who made this covenant. And this is, isn't that a biblical statement, right? You know, that when you do it to one of God's people, is as if you're doing it to God himself. And it's a simple idea. And like I said, then he lists off all these, the Edomites, the Ishmaelites, the Moabites, the Hagarites, those of Gebal, like I said, is Babylonia, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria, and they have become a help to the children of Lot. And both those children, the primary adversaries, which would be the Ammonites and the Moabites during this time. And so then, in this song, he's, you know, kind of informing God, not that God needs information. And then you go back to the testimony. So it says, Lord, deal with them as you did with Midian. And so he's now primarily talking about Judges chapter 6 and 7 with the conquest of Gideon. And so we have, and then we have the situation with Sisera and Ja, remember killed by a woman, Jael. Remember the tent peg that went through the head. He thought he had escaped, and he thought he was, you know, clear. And then this woman, Jael, puts this tent peg through his head, and he is found. And they were destroyed at Endor, who became as dung for the ground, basically meaning that their destruction was so swift, it was so so complete that they didn't even have a burial ceremony. They were literally buried on the ground, which adds, especially in this culture, adds to their shame in that way. And make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna. These would have been the Midianite princes who died under the hands of Gideon. And he said, and look at the way that Asaph says this. And who said, "Let us possess for ourselves the pastures of God." In Asaph's economy, in God's economy, this is not just land. This is not just a nation. These are the pastures of God. And obviously, when you think of pastures, you think of peace and calm, but you also think of a shepherd. You think of small animals. You think of lambs and others. You know, and this was Asaph's, you know, kind of way to paint this picture for us that God is our shepherd. He's our protector. We're his lambs. This is his pasture. It's not just a piece of real estate. This is God's land. It's his pasture. It's the place where he takes care of his sheep. They are the pastures of God. And so you see the affront. These, what? You know, let us possess for ourselves the pastures of God. God's very prized possession in this way. And then the prayer goes and it says, "Oh my God, make them like the whirling dust." Whirling dust, I know, is just tumbleweed, okay? Just, you know, in other words, desolate in this way. Like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountains on fire. So pursue them with thy tempest and terrify them with thy storm. Fill their faces with dishonor that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Now, obviously, you know, we're talking about what's gonna come on behalf of the judgment. But notice verse 16. Fill their faces with dishonor that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Now, generally, when people go through hardships, it would seem that in this picture that they would turn to the Lord. And sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, we know people, you know, let's say you have two brothers, their mom dies, one brother clings to God, and the other brother turns away from God. It just seems to be this kind of human drama that unfolds during these times and during these seasons. But it's interesting that in the economy of Asaph, it seems that when they come to that place of dishonor, they seem to turn to the Lord in that way. And it says, "And let them be ashamed and dismayed forever. Let them be humiliated and perish, that they may know that thou alone, whose name is the Lord, art the most high over all the earth." And I don't know if I could say the heart of Asaph, because Asaph seems pretty angry at this stage here. But it seems like the whole point of this is really the glory of God. Whose name, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are most high over all the earth. Right? And it goes back to God's glory. And so, let's close our eyes. It's not the funnest psalm, but they're in a very desperate place. But I want to go back to the beginning of the psalm. Lord, don't you hear? Why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you saying anything? And like I said, in history has shown that God has done more than, I mean, preserved a people who had no nation to have a nation. And quite honestly, a thriving nation with a strong economy. mean, with an incredibly prosperous tech sector, inventing a lot of different things in the world, who's had the most Nobel Prize laureates as a people group, I mean, no comparison whatsoever. God has truly preserved the people for Himself, sustained them even through genocides, even through nations conspiring against them. There's still something about God's love for the Israelites. You know, the church has not replaced the affections of God. We're merely grafted in, as Paul would say in Romans. But maybe you're going through a situation today and you feel like, God, why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you saying anything? Why are you still? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Our God is always at work around us. He is not still. He is not silent. He's working behind the scenes. And you'll know soon enough. But in this time, He gives us an opportunity to trust Him, to walk by faith and not by sight. And let's pray that our faith will sustain us in this time.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide a light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns for.
A friend of mine, the God of faith. my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Amen. Let's pray this morning. Let's thank the Lord that He is always at work around us. Even though we may not be aware of it, He's aware of our circumstances. And all He asks is for us to trust Him. And let's lay down, and whatever those things are bothering you this morning, let's lay it at His feet. Let's ask God to move, and then put our trust in Him. And let's pray. Let's pray for our community that are battling through cancer, and let's just pray for God's healing word over them. Let's pray for those that are ill but also need to meet with Jesus. And let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for those that are dealing with non-cancer related illness, and let's pray for God's healing. Let's pray for our community that has COVID, and let's also lift up our frontline medical workers. I've heard from some of them that there is a major shortage of nurses in Hong Kong right now, and it's causing a lot of issues in hospitals. And let's pray that the government will somehow be able to fill the void by hiring. I heard they need tons of nurses right now. Let's just really lift up. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's ask God to continue to move in this city. Let's pray as things continue to open up more and more that the COVID situation would be under control. I think now restaurants can go to 12. You can have 240 people in a meeting now. So just continue to pray for this is a very well-managed COVID situation. Let's continue to pray for the government, for wisdom, pray against the wealth gap, and let's just continue to really cry out for revival. Let's pray for churches, let's pray for our ministries that we support and pray for, sports services, Shanty, YWAM, God Catering, S&D, Mother's Choice. Pray for the Korean church, students, domestic helpers, and families in distress. So let's lift up our city. Let's pray for our staff. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit to really keep our staff healthy, keep our staff united, and just keep our families safe during this time as well. Let's just lift up. Let's pray for the education department. Let's pray for SP Kids, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's just pray for our leaders. Pray for our volunteers, our teachers. Let's pray the Holy Spirit will really empower them, that all of our kids from, you know, toddlers all the way up to college students, that they would have an encounter with God. Let's pray for the worship sound and AV teams. Let's pray that they would lead our church into the fullness of His presence. Let's lift up. Pregnant women in our house, let's just ask God's protection. Let's pray for the baby in the womb. We'll continue to grow strong and mighty before the Lord. Let's pray for the whole family that they would really be able to enjoy this time and really celebrate this life that God is bringing forth. Let's pray for House Church. Let's lift up Blue Pool, Fontana, Happier Valley, Hopewell, K-House, OPR, Princeton, and Westside. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and really draw each of our leaders and members closer to Himself. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Psalm 83. Thank you for preserving, God, a people, God, for your own name, Lord. And I pray that you just continue to do a miraculous work, God, through the nation of Israel, Lord, and continue that miraculous work, Lord, through your church. Lord, come, Holy Spirit, Lord. And when we feel like you're not doing anything, God, around our lives, and we may feel despondent, Lord, help us to look at Israel, God, and see, Lord, that you're always working behind the scenes. God, you'll always preserve, Lord, a people for yourself. And we thank you. We love you. Lord, watch over us today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you tomorrow.